Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So today we're going to be looking at our conversation article for this month. It's Pat and Laura, and they're mostly going to be talking about social media.
That's right.
Are you a big social media person?
I'm not. I'm on Facebook, and that's about it, actually. Mm-hmm. I have some messaging apps, but I don't really go beyond that.
No, again, I have Facebook. I don't have a Twitter. I've never tweeted. I don't have an Instagram account, which is today's main focus. We're going to be looking at Instagram. But I'm vaguely aware of what it is. My wife has one, and she will put pictures on there.
I think it's a picture thing. People follow your pictures.
She has Snapchat as well, and sometimes because you can make funny faces in videos, so, which is great for her. So let's read through day one of the article, find out who is using what kind of social media and what they're doing with it.
Reading. Instagram and the magic of photo filters. Pat and Laura are at Yangmingshan.
Are you okay, Pat? Your eye is all red.
Yes, someone accidentally poked me with a selfie stick. I'm annoyed, but I'll live.
Great. Now put on these sunglasses and take another selfie with me. One, two, three, say cheese.
This is such a strange phenomenon. Everyone is busy taking photos instead of enjoying the view.
Hold that thought. I'm editing the picture we just took.
Are you posting this on Instagram?
Of course. I have over 12,000 followers who are curious about my every move.
12,000? That's impressive.
It's probably because I'm a master of filters. I can make any picture look amazing.
Let's put your skills to the test. Can you take interesting food photos?
Hey, you're trying to trick me. You just want to eat lunch.
You know me too well.
Thankfully, you're in luck. I just saw some photos of some tasty dishes on Instagram. The restaurant is nearby, so I think we can check it out.
Sounds great. Let's go. Pat and Laura walk to the restaurant.
So today's article starts out by saying, Pat and Laura are at Yangmingshan. This is a scenario.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm, a nice one. We all know Yangmingshan, that mountain up in the north of Taipei. Mm-hmm. Beautiful up there.
Did you know that it used to be a volcano?
It still is a volcano,
it could,
actually.
It's not going to explode anytime soon, but, you know, it's
you can
one
go
of
up
those
and you
ideas.
Can, you can see the smoke coming out.
Hot springs and stuff like that. Okay, so that's where they are. They're enjoying a nice maybe hike, maybe stop at a tea house, look at the views. And Laura says, are you okay, Pat? Your eye is all red. Okay, maybe he's been rubbing at it, something like that. Maybe he got something in his eye.
Well, it's obviously hurt or something. Something's wrong with it. So Pat says, someone accidentally poked me with a selfie stick. That doesn't sound great.
I wonder when he said that, when he kind of said, someone accidentally poked me. So he means
maybe
Laura,
it was Laura
poked him with a selfie stick.
All right, well, let's look at the verb poke. It means to quickly push your finger or another pointed object into someone or something.
Hey.
Kind of like that.
Why? Okay, and what was Pat poked with? Well, he was poked with a selfie stick, okay? Now, this is a plastic or metal rod or stick. You can make it larger or shorter, longer or shorter. And it's got kind of almost like fingers to grip on one end that you can put your smartphone in, and you can use Bluetooth or another function. Sometimes it's more of a...
there's a button or something?
Yeah, there's a button on the stick that you can use to take photos or do other functions like videos and things like that. And the idea of these selfie sticks is it means you can change the angle of your selfie. You
can
change...
put it up.
Yeah, the view, so you might be able to extend so you get a lot more of the background instead of close-up of just you. So it's just a tool that you can use to make your selfies a lot more interesting.
All right, well, I'm sure a lot of you out there know what a selfie stick is. I'm sure some of you have the selfie sticks,
too. Do you have a selfie stick?
I don't. But I
will say we do.
I don't have Instagram either.
Okay.
It's not a thing I particularly need to have. Mm-hmm. All right, so Pat continues to talk here, and
he says,
I'm annoyed, but I'll live. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to take a look at this word annoyed here. So the word annoyed is an adjective, and it's spelled A-N-N-O-Y-E-D, annoyed. It describes someone who is slightly angry or impatient. It's good to remember that you use annoyed when talking about a person, and annoying when you're talking about a thing. For example, I'm annoyed. That sound is annoying. In an example sentence, we could say, Wilbert is annoyed with his friend because he forgot about their lunch plans.
Okay, so Pat's annoyed. He's not happy that Laura has poked him with a selfie stick, but he says, I'll live. It's not too bad, and he's kind of forgiven her.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, Laura says, great. Now put on these sunglasses and take another selfie with me. Mm-hmm. And then she counts him down. She says, 1, 2, 3, say cheese.
I don't think Laura notices that he's annoyed at all.
No. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't take a lot of selfies personally. Mm-hmm. I will appear in them if necessary with somebody else, so I'll do it if I need to. A selfie, of course, is a self-portrait. This is kind of a new word, appeared in around, I think, 2012, something like that.
Yeah.
I believe it was first used by someone in Australia, but it just means a self-portrait taken with a smartphone or other camera.
Right.
And, of course, we say cheese, because when you say the word cheese, your mouth forms a smile.
That's right. All right, so Pat's going to answer Laura here. He says, this is such a strange phenomenon. Everyone is busy taking photos instead of enjoying the view.
Right.
Okay, so now we saw this word phenomenon here. It's quite a long one. It's spelled with a PH as an F sound. So phenomenon is something like an event or a fact that can be seen and studied. Now, it's often something that's difficult to understand or explain. So in the article, the phenomenon of people taking photos instead of enjoying the view is quite strange to Pat. He would rather enjoy the view instead of take photos.
Instead of take photos. He thinks it's kind of strange. It's unusual. You could study it and explain it, but it's still a bit weird. Okay. Laura tells him, hold that thought. Okay. Pat's trying to talk and Laura kind of makes him be quiet there and says, hold that thought. But hold a thought, how would you hold a thought? It's not a real thing. It's an interesting phrase, so that's why we have made it today's shortcut for you. Let's take a quick break to find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Are you busy? I need your advice.
Well, I'm typing up my report, but I can listen.
So, I went to 2 interviews, and both of them called me back. I can't decide which job to take.
Which job do you like better?
I like the first job better, but the pay is really low. The pay at the second job is really high, but I'm just thinking...
Hold that thought. I need to fix this sentence. What are you doing with my laptop?
You told me to hold your laptop.
When you tell someone to hold that thought, you are telling them to remember what they just said so that they can continue talking about it later. We say this when we want to pause a conversation.
Oh, I get it. To hold that thought means 等会儿.
Okay, I'm done. So what were you saying?
I couldn't hold that thought because I was holding your laptop.
Oh.
So what is hold that thought then?
Okay, well, as we just saw, the phrase hold that thought is used to tell someone to remember what they have just said or mm-hmm. what they were thinking about, and we will continue to discuss or think about it at a later time. We're kind of saying we're just pause there, hold that thought, keep it in mind, come back to me with it and we'll talk about it, but right now we just need to do something else.
Right. It kind of sounds like a polite way to interrupt someone.
It is, really. Mm-hmm. So Laura does want to take this selfie, but right. she doesn't want Pat talking away during the selfie. Mm-hmm. So she says, hold that thought, we will talk about this, but right now being happy and smiley and taking a selfie is far more important.
Okay, now I wonder if she means to hold that thought for just a short time or a long time.
Yes.
Because next she says, I'm editing the picture we just took.
Okay, so she doesn't actually want to discuss the right. phenomenon of picture taking and view looking. So she maybe, hold that thought, you could use it to mean like, let's not talk about that at all.
Right. Okay, so let's take a look at the word edit. It's a verb and it's spelled E-D-I-T, edit, and it means that you change or fix something to improve it in some way before it maybe gets printed in a book or published on TV or the internet. You just want to take out all the mistakes and make it better before people see it. All right, now in an example sentence we could say, there are a lot of mistakes in your essay. Did you edit it before you handed it in?
And that's kind of a lot of what our job is. We are editors.
Mm-hmm.
We edit stuff. We get a copy of it. We make sure there are no mistakes. Make sure it's as good as it can be before we send these articles out for you. And they will edit these videos.
That's right.
Because as well as editing printed work, you can edit photos like Laura will do. Mm-hmm. And edit videos to make them longer, shorter, put some bits in the middle, something like that.
That's right.
Maybe cut out some bad sound that got in the background. Films have to be very heavily edited.
There's a lot of work involved, yes. There's a lot of cutting the pictures, taking things out, putting things in.
Moving the order around. So
that's right.
Lots of different meanings to the word edit there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Pat then says, he's stopped holding that thought.
Mm-hmm.
He now asks Laura, are you posting this on Instagram?
Obviously.
Yeah, meaning are you going to put this photo on Instagram where everyone can see it?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of upload it to her Instagram account.
Right. Okay, so Laura thinks this is a bit of a silly question. She says, of course, I have over 12,000 followers who are curious about my every move.
That's impressive.
That is a lot of followers.
That's a lot.
I didn't know that people, I guess I did know you could have that many, but...
Yeah, I mean, you have followers on Twitter, don't you? And Facebook, it's more like friends.
I guess.
I think stars or bands or famous people
can have followers
who are not friends with them but can still see what they do.
Right. Okay, so let's check out this noun follower. It's spelled F-O-L-L-O-W-E-R, follower. Now, if a person that looks at messages or photos or something that a person posts on social media sites such as Instagram or Twitter, so it describes someone who follows these people or reads or looks at these person's posts. Now, as an example sentence, we could say, I don't use my Twitter account very often, so I only have a few followers. Only a few people read my posts.
That's right. Now, when we think about followers, we can also talk about someone's leading and someone's following, something like that. You can also say, I'm a follower of a particular sports team or band, which means you keep up to date with what they're doing, what the results are, when their new albums are coming out. Now, in these days, the word follow can also be used to mean to start following people on Facebook.
Right.
And actually see what they're doing. You'll see all of the posts that they make. So in the modern day, it's kind of got a new meaning that's developing.
It's kind of similar to fans, what a fan is, I guess.
Yeah, a fan is usually a lot stronger because it's fanatic, someone who really loves that thing. Follow is more like, I'm interested.
I want to know more about
it. I want to see what they're doing.
Right.
Now, these followers, they follow Laura's every move. Here, move is being used as a noun, and it means some kind of change of position or state or place, something like that. And every move Laura makes means everything she does, or at least everything she posts on Instagram. Yeah, it may not be her real life, but they can certainly see maybe where she's been,
what she's doing, eating,
who she's with, that kind of thing. So every move here means every post, all her actions she wants to share with her followers.
Right. Okay, so let's continue on. Pat maybe doesn't believe Laura here very well. He says 12,000? That's impressive. Now, let's look at this word impressive. We've kind of already talked about it a little bit. But impressive means that something's size, skill, or quality makes you admire it or go, wow, when you see it. Something that's very awesome. That is even, you have 12,000 followers. That's great.
That is impressive.
Mm-hmm. Now, in an example sentence, we could say, there was an impressive fireworks display during the New Year's Eve celebrations.
Yeah, everyone was pointing and like, wow, those things filled the sky with their colored lights and sounds and so on. Okay, so Laura, she is going to explain why she's got so many. She wants to explain to Pat. She says, it's probably because I'm a master of filters. Okay, now I don't really understand what filters mean, but Laura says another sentence here to help explain it. She says, I can make any picture look amazing.
Well, it's good to talk before we get into filters, which we'll talk about more tomorrow, about a master of filters. She said, I'm a master of filters. So a master is someone who's very, very good at something, someone who's the best at their skill that they do,
I guess. Right.
So Laura's saying that she takes some of the best pictures and she makes them look even better
with her filters. Okay.
All right. So Pat continues on. He says, let's put your skills to the test. Can you take interesting food photos? Let's talk about the phrase, put somebody or something to the test. It means to try something to see how good or how not good it really is.
So can we give an example of that phrase?
I can do that. As an example, we could say, on today's show, we're going to put our special guests' cooking skills to the test.
See if they can really cook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Pat is continuing. He says he's going to put Laura's skills to the test.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Laura takes over and says, hey, you're trying to trick me. You just want to eat lunch. So Pat's talking about, hey, I want to see your photos of food. And Laura thinks, you're just hungry.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
It does.
I feel like if they're up in Yanmingshan, Pat's tired of taking selfies. Mm-hmm. He wants to get some food. And that's why he says, you know me too well.
Yeah, I can't trick you.
Mm-hmm.
Laura then says, thankfully, you're in luck. I just saw some photos of some tasty dishes on Instagram.
Okay,
so she's actually used Instagram to see a nearby restaurant. Mm-hmm. So it's more than just posting selfies. You can do a lot of things with it. Now, here we've seen the word thankfully, which is spelled T-H-A-N-K-F-U-L-L-Y. Thankfully, it's an adverb, and you say thankfully to mean that you're glad about something, especially when something bad had been expected. So,
like when Pat gets really hungry.
And thankfully, there's a restaurant here. So you're talking about some good news, a piece of good luck, something to be grateful for.
Right.
For example, thankfully, it didn't rain at all on the day of Joanne's wedding. So have lots of nice photos outside. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Laura says, the restaurant is nearby, so I think we can check it out. So, luckily, there's a restaurant close to them.
And Pat says, sounds great, let's go.
All right, well, we're going to finish our article with another scenario here today. It says, Pat and Laura walk to the restaurant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out a little bit more about what they do tomorrow, but for now, we're going to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question today is something we've kind of already covered, but our question is, do you have an Instagram account? Why or why not?
Okay, well, we both said we don't, so that's why don't we?
Well, personally, I don't take enough photos to justify having one. Also, I like to keep my social media use to a minimum. I don't like to use social media too much. I prefer maybe listening to the radio or reading a book with my time instead of being on Facebook or Instagram.
That's fair enough. Mm-hmm. I have Facebook and I will put photos on there. So if I'm doing that, why would I need to do Instagram as well? It seems like one should be enough, really. Yeah.
To me, it is.
Yeah. And also, my photos tend to be either quite silly or me in costume, something like that. I don't need fancy filters. I'm just sharing a funny or silly moment.
Right.
So I don't need all those extra things that Instagram can do.
Well, I've learned when I do take photos, my phone also comes with filters.
Okay.
And so that's like when I do post photos on Facebook, those are really enough for me. I don't really need to have any more fancy ones or anything like that. It's not something I'm too worried about. I know I'm not a professional photographer, and if I was, I might be doing Instagram a bit more, but I'm on Facebook so that my friends know I'm okay and I can see what people are doing, and that's enough for me.
Yeah. Now, my wife does use Facebook. She does like to follow a lot of celebrities or interesting people, see their videos and photos. She does enjoy that. I haven't really got anybody I'd follow on Instagram. I will read people's blogs, but I don't need to see their photos because I'm not interested in what they look like so much as what they might be working on.
Right.
Okay, well, that's it for us, but we'll be back tomorrow to look at Pat and Laura and what else they do with their Instagram and their magic of photo filters. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Instagram and the magic of photo filters. Pat and Laura are at Yangmingshan.
Are you okay, Pat? Your eye is all red.
Yes, someone accidentally poked me with a selfie stick. I'm annoyed, but I'll live.
Great. Now put on these sunglasses and take another selfie with me. 1, 2, 3, say cheese.
This is such a strange phenomenon. Everyone is busy taking photos instead of enjoying the view.
Hold that thought. I'm editing the picture we just took.
Are you posting this on Instagram?
Of course. I have over 12,000 followers who are curious about my every move.
12,000? That's impressive.
It's probably because I'm a master of filters. I can make any picture look amazing.
Let's put your skills to the test. Can you take interesting food photos?
Hey, you're trying to trick me. You just want to eat lunch.
You know me too well.
Thankfully, you're in luck. I just saw some photos of some tasty dishes on Instagram. The restaurant is nearby, so I think we can check it out.
Sounds great. Let's go. Pat and Laura walk to the restaurant.
Vocabulary review. Annoyed. Anna felt annoyed by the loud construction work going on outside while she tried to nap. Edit. Kyle uses his computer to edit his photos and make them look better. Follower. The famous actress has many followers online who like whatever she posts. Impressive. The old wooden temple, which has many large statues inside, is an impressive place. Thankfully. It looks like it's starting to rain. Thankfully, I have an umbrella with me.